We have got a full show for you. We're actually going to be visiting with the folks from NDSU quite a bit. We're actually going to head down to Ransom County and visit with Brian Zimprick here in just a moment. But we also have our NDSU segment coming up at 2:09. And looks like maybe starting to have a little concern for our soybeans out there, how much cool and wet weather we've been having. We're going to get the latest on that. Market check at 2:20. We got Daryl Richeson. It is a, of course, Weather Thursday. Climatologist and Endon Director Daryl Richeson will join us, 33 past. And then we're going to be, I believe, checking in with the folks with the E-Tour again coming up in western North Dakota. That'll be about 2:49 this afternoon. But I'm just walking back through the door from the Red River Valley Fair, which gets underway tomorrow. But the 4-H judging is going on today. And Brian Zimprick, you know all about that, 4-H judging. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know if you guys have as many in Ransom County, but I bet it's pretty good or pretty close to that, because I think you guys got quite a few 4-H'ers, do you not?
Yes, we do. We have right around 200 4-H members here in Ransom County.
That is fantastic. Well, Brian, it's been a little while since I've had a chance to talk to you, kind of our home stomping grounds, Ransom County and Lisbon. I was talking to you a little bit earlier today, and I don't think you guys have missed out on the rain, but at least some of the crops have gotten in. So kind of size it up for us. What has the spring been like for you and the county?
Well, we went into spring after a real nice winter thinking that this was going to be a quick spring that we could get in, get crops in a timely fashion, and it actually turned out to probably be just like any other spring where we struggled to get crops in the ground, dodging rainstorms and whatnot, and granted we needed some moisture right away, but I think our soils are now back to being where we could say that we're pretty good moisture-wise. Crops are, for the most part, I think guys got most of their crops in. We do have a few prevent plant acres around the county, but as you get out and start driving around, small grains are looking pretty good right now, and probably would assume that because of the cooler weather that we've had, the smaller grains tend to like the cooler weather. Corn, we talked a little bit beforehand that are we going to reach knee high by the 4th of July? I think some of the early planted corn is going to get there. If we get some heat, maybe we'll get some of the later corn to that stage, but definitely we're behind compared to the last few years in getting corn growing. Soybeans, like you said, are struggling right now. Various stages throughout the county due to lack of heat and warmth, due to getting in late.
Right.
Lots of different reasons why our soybeans are behind right now.
Yeah, I was visiting with Wade Webster, who's NDSU pathologist. I don't know what soybean field he was in today, but he was telling me that the soybeans, obviously, as you mentioned, they're behind. But he said if we don't get some heat here pretty soon, or we stop with the waterworks here, then we could be starting to be a little bit more nervous about, you know, some of the white mold issues and other issues that could pop up. But right now, he said it's not an issue at the moment. So we just need heat. We need dry weather and heat.
Yes, we do. So,
oh my goodness!
Hopefully that's coming.
Well, it's good to hear that it was very limited on the PP acres, and just trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to ask you. I know that I'm just going down the list here. Yeah, I just got nothing. It's just been one of those things. It's just been. You did such a good job of the report. I'm just clicking through my brain here. Let me ask this because they did have some pictures of some like rootworms with corn, but I think it was a little bit further south of you. Have you heard anything as far as insects go?
You know, I have yet to hear much issue on insect problems out and around the county. I haven't seen any issues with insects yet. I know there's been some talk about soybean aphids, possibly. I have not heard anything on corn rootworm yet. Cross fingers and hope that we're still okay there, or I just haven't heard it yet. But, right now I haven't heard anything on insect issues.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's keep it way. All right. We got the fair. You got a later fair. Your fair comes up in August. So you have achievement days, right? Because you got to get your stuff ready pre your fair to go to the state fair, right?
Actually, no. We do have a fair achievement days that's the last weekend in August. Our static exhibit, our inside exhibits, that are exhibited this year at the state or at the Ransom County Fair are held over be taking to state fair for next year.
I know this, that you take a boatload, right? It's not just like a car. It's a truck.
Not just our counties. I take about five counties from here up to the state fair. So.
All right. And I'm assuming you're going to be spending, are you there all the entire run of the state fair this year?
Yes, I am.
The reason why I'm asking you, because you know who's going to bug you.
Yes, I do.
All right, sounds good. Anything else before we let you go? Anything that we missed? Any other issues? Any days or anything coming up?
Yeah, my partner in the office here, she's got a couple of day camps for our 4-H kids, or any, don't necessarily need to be 4-H kids. If they're interested in that, we do have those posted on our Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, check those out, Ransom County Extension, and see if any of those day camps would be of interest to your kiddos. Mm. Also, we do have the new barn going up at the fairgrounds, and that just started being erected here Sunday evening, and they've made good progress so far. So we've got a new facility, hopefully, to be showing in this summer.
That's awesome.
At the fair. So if you haven't seen that, if you're in the area, go check that out. And
is it going to be fully enclosed? Is it fully enclosed, or is it just like a normal?
The barn will be enclosed. We've also going to have a show arena that will have a roof over it, so we don't have to erect the tent to show under again this year. So.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's very cool to hear, and it's probably much needed.
So, yes, it is.
At the grounds. All right. Brian, if for anybody that wants to find out more details about the fair or other things that are coming up yet this summer, is there a website or a Facebook page or something you can check out?
Yeah, you can go. Best way to find us is Google Ransom County Extension, and that will get us to our website. Also, Facebook page, do a search for Ransom County Extension NDSU, and we'll pop up. And both of those list a lot of what we've got going on right now. Otherwise, give our office a call, and we'd be happy to talk to you guys.
Sounds good. Well, Brian, thank you so much. Appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you during the state fair, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bottom of the hour coming up. We need to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the closing market numbers. We did have a little green today. Can't dismiss that. But, of course, corn was still down. So we'll talk about that coming up next on Farm Talk.